Hi, everybody. This is Will Carter.
And this is Zach Freeman.
And this is Movie Bonfire. We're back.
We're back after a hiatus.
Yeah, we had a nice vacation.
We did.
I did.
One of us did.
Yeah.
His name was Will.
But we're super glad to be back, and we have a great movie for you today. It's called Surfwise.
Yes.
And it's a documentary. We're back on the documentary kick. So all you punks out there thinking that you're going to go see Indy 4 and Speed Racer and Sex and the City.
I don't think there's anybody going to see Speed Racer.
And what else are they seeing right now?
The Strangers.
Yeah. If you're thinking about going to see one of these big-ass movies, save your money and go see this movie, which is a lot better.
Yeah,
I heard Indy 4 sucked, by the way. My brother told me that. I'm going to go see it. I think maybe tomorrow.
Even though you heard it sucked? God, George Lucas has you in his grips, doesn't he? That's why you're going to complain and be like, George Lucas, what an asshole. But in the end, you're going to give him your money again.
How could you say that you're not going to go see, like...
And if they make an Indy 5, you're going to be lined up again.
I hated Indy 3. Anyway, let's not talk about Indy. We already ripped on that enough last time.
No, we didn't.
Tell me about Surfwise, Zach.
Well, it's a documentary about this guy named Doc Paskowitz, and he... they keep mentioning this. He's a Stanford educated doctor in the 1940s.
Right. They do mention Stanford. That a lot.
Yeah, he brings it up a lot. Then in the 50s, he was a doctor for a little while, and then I don't know what happened. Something snapped, and he decided he didn't want to do that. And he started traveling the world. He met this woman, they got married, and they traveled in basically an RV type thing for like 20 years and had 9 kids. And they all lived inside this one RV, and they all surfed, and that's what the documentary is basically about.
Not just 9 kids, 8 boys and 1 girl.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand how that could possibly happen.
That guy's manly.
I guess. He only has man sperm, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the female decides that, but we'll see. I don't know. It's weird. You have 9 kids, and they're all men.
Boys.
Right. Anyway... It's about, you know, a guy who goes off the grid and basically lives his life how he... I think the main point of the movie, or the main point of this guy, is to just live your life in perfect health. They explain how that they don't eat refined sugar, they don't eat bread, they don't eat anything that is... they basically eat like wild animals.
They eat granola every day. In one part, they were describing it. They eat granola every day.
Yeah, there was one scene where they were saying, when they went to the zoo and they saw the gorilla eating the apple, and the gorilla wouldn't eat the skin of the apple, so then he decided that none of my kids will eat skins of apples anymore. So they never did that again. He just basically eats, like, in the wild, and he's a graceful being who surfs 24/7.
And the overarching theme of the movie is just this documentarist, Doug Prey, documentarian, I guess is the word, Doug Prey,
Okay.
Is it like a dentist?
Yeah.
Has created just the story of this guy and his kids and then laid it out really nicely so that it does come off really unbiased, because it starts out where you think he's just going to present this ideal world where kids just surf all day and the dad makes them healthy and all this stuff.
Right.
But by the end, you start to think that it actually was the opposite of idyllic, that it was pretty bad upbringing because they didn't get to go to school.
Yeah.
They didn't have any education, and all they could do was surf, pretty much.
Right. I think that's what I like most about the film, too, is that it's definitely in a three-act deal, where you kind of see the history, then you see the idealism of this doc and his lifestyle and how the kids are loving it, because basically they just get to go swimming and surfing all day. And then you kind of see it fall apart as the kids get older, as they reach puberty and start to realize that the world's a different place than what they're used to. So you kind of see it fall apart. And then it's a nice little, I'm not giving much away, but they do have sort of a reunion at the end, which is a nice little wrap-up. So, I mean, it's very well-structured, unbiased, good little story. I mean,
and it's impressive that all 9 of the kids, pretty much, except for the girl's a housewife, but the 8 brothers are all involved in the entertainment industry. Every single one of their jobs.
Yeah.
They're like rock musicians, producers, surfers. I don't know. Every single one of them is involved in the entertainment industry.
What's your take on that, Zach? Why do you think that is?
Because, I mean, they've got something special that nobody else has. They were raised in an RV. They've got this story So they've got this hype around their name because they're this famous surf legend.
Yeah.
They're in California where surfing's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think that you can get involved in entertainment stuff through that.
Really? I took it like, if you have no education, the way you can be successful or make a lot of money is to go in the entertainment field and become a singer. And I didn't think any of those guys who were singers,
they weren't good.
I don't think they were any of them that were any good.
But I wonder also if that's their real job completely, you know? Yeah. Like if actually they're bartenders, but it's showing in the documentary, he's a singer, because that's more interesting than saying he's a bartender. He works at Gap. He works here.
The guy that I felt most sad about, and that kind of relates to what you just said, was the guy who said he wanted to become a doctor like his father, but couldn't go to school, and then they show him like he's like a little cook, like at some like side of the road.
Oh yeah,
that's what I felt bad for, and that's where I really have a lot of disagreement with Doc, is that, you know, he had a chance to go to college and he got at this, you know, became a doctor. And he just put his whole family at this gigantic disadvantage.
That's what was interesting, is why at the beginning I said they mentioned Stanford a lot, because this guy, Doc, he's really proud of his degree from Stanford. And he mentions it all the time.
Yeah.
But then his own kids didn't even get to go to kindergarten. So when his son is thinking, I think his son said he was 20, he said, I think I want to go to med school. And he started looking into it and found out that it would take almost a decade for him to even be prepared to apply to med school.
Right.
And he was like, it's impossible. I'll be 30 years old by the time I can even apply.
Right. Yeah, so he'll be 40 by the time he could actually be a doctor, and here he is 20. So that like crushed him right there.
Yeah.
It's just a really interesting story, and it's a good arc, and
it's one of the best documentaries I've seen in a long time. I didn't know anything about it when I watched it. I didn't expect much out of it. And at the beginning I was kind of thinking, oh, this is some hippie documentary, you know, justifying and holding up this hippie lifestyle as if it's ideal. For the first 20 minutes, it felt that way.
He's not really a hippie, though. I mean, he's like anti-hippie.
Kind of, but I mean, he's really like, do your own thing and don't let the man tell you what to do. Money doesn't own you and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, and the way it was showing it was kind of like they're free spirits and the kids get to do what they wanted.
Yeah.
But then, about 20 minutes into it, that starts unraveling, and I thought that was expertly unraveled. Right. So it didn't all of a sudden snap. You just started thinking, oh, they're showing bad parts of it. And then you're like, wow, I guess that really sucked for those kids.
I think another thing that didn't really ring true for me is that they try to make the argument that American society is on it's on a decline because of lack of health, like obesity, and that the key to a strong society is like perfect health. And I do agree that health of the body makes health of the mind, but they try to make the argument that the society is going down the tubes because of the fact that we're all just like fat asses.
I think Doug Prey, the director, kind of overextended what he could do with this documentary.
Yeah.
And that's the point also. I felt the same way, where he started looking into obesity and fast food, and it was like, what grounds do you have to do that? You're doing a documentary about this guy who had his kids in a van. What does that have anything to do with McDonald's and obesity?
Yeah.
Nothing. So he should have left that part out, because it did kind of overstep the structure of the documentary.
I felt like little twinges of Super Size Me in those little moments. And then when it got back to the family, and we were talking with the mother, who is an amazing character in this whole show.
Oh, God.
How in the heck did that woman like do what she did? I have no idea. It was crazy.
I like when she said that they all had scrupulous assholes. She was saying that they all had to clean their assholes to stay in the same van. And she said they all had scrupulous assholes.
That's a thing. I think that's the only way that you could get like that kind of a family that big and that small of a space actually to do anything, is just to be totally open with every aspect of what's going on. Like, you can't come into this van if you got a dirty asshole. We're gonna have sex in it. Although they use fuck in this movie, like, which is also kind of weird. Like
the old people saying fuck.
Yeah, like this guy is like explaining. This doc is explaining how the experience that you have when you have sex is like speaking to God, but he uses fuck, and
he says fucking is seeing the face of God. But then the kids were saying that their parents got it on every night, right with them in the room, because they're in this 24-foot-long RV.
That's crazy.
I was like, no way, man.
I can't just imagine.
They all said they were like
five teenage boys in there, your mom and dad's in there screwing while you're trying to sleep. I think that's just an awful scenario. Another little example of Doc's complete selfishness throughout, but you have to admire him in some ways, and then you have to like say you did wrong by these people in some ways. So it's a good little duality.
It's a well laid out documentary, and I would definitely recommend go check it out. I think I give it A- actually. I was entertained the whole time. It's just that offshoot when it goes into health stuff where I was like, you're kind of losing me. Don't preach to me. Just tell me the story.
I'm going to give it an A. I like it when documentaries make drama better than a strict fiction narrative film, and this one definitely does. This movie's a lot better than a lot of the big budget stuff that's out right now, I think. So
definitely.
Save your pennies and go see both, but don't miss this one.
If you want to see surfing, don't see Sarah Marshall. See Surfwise. It's much better. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.